Remember, fear, keep. Our life's duty. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The whole of man's life is summed up in two or three verses by Solomon. It really can be summed up in a few words. Solomon, the wisest man on earth, declared through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the whole duty of man. Here is a man that had everything his heart desired. He had lands, wealth, women, riches, servants, peace in his kingdom, everything a man could earthly want. And he concludes the whole matter and meaning of life, the sum total of all the duty man has toward God, what man owes God. And he is instructing a young man. He starts the chapter out by saying, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The exhortation to youth to always remember through your youthfulness and your health and your clarity of mind and your lack of oppression and things that you may go through and the hardness of life. Before it comes to that, remember and never forget Him. Remember God in the days of thy youth. Remember thy Creator. Because here is the conclusion of the whole matter. Remember and then fear God. Have a holy reverence and awe for God. Fear Him. Reverence His name. Remember God. Remember Him in every decision you make, in the food that you eat, in the life that you enjoy, in your labors, in all your work, in everything that you do. Remember thy Creator. Fear God. Keep the remembrance of God all thy life. How do I remember God? I fear God and keep His commandments. I keep His commands. We show our love and respect for God when we keep His commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that saith he knoweth God and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. For to know him is to love him, and to have a desire to follow him. For this is the whole duty of man. It is our life's work, our duty before God, our duty before our Creator. Solomon is speaking to young men purposely for them not to waste and squander their life, not to spend it fulfilling the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Solomon had everything this world had to offer, and at the end, all he could say about man was vanity, vanity, all is vanity, saith the preacher. All is vexation of spirit, because he kept nothing back from his heart or his life. He goes on to say, for God shall bring every work into judgment. God will judge all thy works. Man has a point of view of your works, but God has another. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So Solomon says, someday your spirit is going to go to be with God, and God is going to judge you for all that you did. Not all that men seen you do, but all that God seen that you had done. All that God watched, all that He saw, the motives of thy heart, God will judge. So he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Remember, fear, keep. Our life's duty before our Creator.